Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. We've got a spectacular show for you tonight. In fact, this is a show that was initiated by my co-host, my brand new co-host, better known as Miss J. Ms. J is going to be with us for a while, and I'm so happy to have her. She's someone who's definitely reminds me of another version of myself in that she keeps it real, keeps it 100, as the younger generation would say. So I'm very happy to have her. And at this time, why don't we just bring her in, and she'll tell you a little bit about herself and what she does and how she does it. Ms. J, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I trust you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, Ms. J, tell our listening audience a little bit about you, and we probably won't have to do that. We don't have to do it every week, but after tonight, just something about you and what brings you to being my fantastic co-host.
Okay, well, my name is Miss J. I met you through my little brother. He wanted me to be on your show. I started as a featured guest, and I accepted a position as a co-host. I'm a teacher in the Miami-Dade County Public School System. I teach fourth grade, and it's an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. We had a fantastic show last week. And tonight we're going to be talking about how to create spontaneity in a relationship that got too comfortable. And since you were the one that came up with this topic, why don't you tell our listening audience why you came up with this topic?
Well, I came up with the topic because, one, I know a lot of my friends would complain that there was no spice in a relationship, or he got too comfortable or she got too comfortable, and it kind of just went blah. So there was no more mystery, no more hype about the relationship. So hopefully feedback from our listeners, advice from both of us to kind of help those couples out there who need some spontaneity into their relationship, who don't know how to put it in there or hasn't thought about it. So it'll listen up. We got some good stuff coming.
Okay. All right. Before we go to tonight's story, we're going to invite people to send their comments into the studio, things that are near and dear to your heart, what you're thinking about, some suggestions that you might have for spicing up a relationship. I agree. Sometimes people get too comfortable in their relationships and they start to take things for granted. I think that it's important that relationships are worked on. I wouldn't say to the extent of a job, but I certainly think that they need to be nurtured. And matter of fact, I'm coming out with some things about relationship maintenance, how to maintain your relationship. Do you see, Michelle, do you see relationships as being something where people need to work? And sometimes that word work has a negative connotation to it. So would you say that relationships need work?
Yeah, I feel like relationships, you should always work on your relationship. And the word work shouldn't be viewed as negative, because if you're working on yourself, is that negative? If you're working on your love life, is that negative? If you're working for someone that you love or something that you love to do on your job, is that negative? No. So if you're working on yourself, working on getting to a better place, working on your house, working on your finances, why is it that when people say, oh, we're constantly working on our relationship, it's automatically assumed, you know, presumed there's something bad is going on? You know?
I certainly.
So the problems.
No, go ahead.
Problems arise when people stop working on their relationships.
Okay. And that's a valid point. That's a valid point. How are some of the ways, as you can see it, that people stop working on their relationships? And I'll throw one out there. I think people stop dating. And I think that that's a big mistake that people make.
Yeah, you're supposed to always date. Like, I think that, like I said before, you could put up a facade for so long. So once you think, oh, I got him, or oh, I got him, okay, I don't have to do the flowers. I don't have to say I love you. I don't have to just pop up with random food. You know, like, that stuff, the stuff that it took, the things you did in order to get to the person that you're with, you should continue to do, not just through the first couple of months of dating or even the first year of dating, but you should do it all the time. I'm not saying do it every day, but once a month, once a week if you got it like that. Like, put some effort into it. Nobody wants a stagnant relationship, and if you stop doing what you did to get the person, did you really care at all?
Wow. Okay. And those are, and actually what you're saying, my experience has shown that these are reasons why people end up deviating from each other and end up into the arms of someone else. So you really have to work on that person. And I concur with you 100% that those very things that you did to get that person, you have to maintain those things because, you know, everybody needs refueling and your relationships
mm-hmm.
need that as well. Now, what are a couple of things? Before we go to the story, we'll go to the story in about within the next 3 minutes. But what are a couple of things that you think can refuel or bring spontaneity in a relationship?
I feel like randomly sending your person a text message or a phone call saying, get dressed, we're going out, don't ask no questions, we're just going to go out, we're going to have fun, wear this, this, and that, you know, whatever attire is appropriate for the event. Make it a secret, you know? That's cool. That's always something nice. Hey, I like to eat. If you show up at my doorstep with a bag of food, that's spontaneity for me. It's like, you don't even have to go out because sometimes you don't want to go out. It's not about going out and enjoying each other's company. It's just about enjoying each other's company, period. So if you show up with some food and say we're going to have a movie night, that's something different, you know? If you go out, like for instance, my boyfriend, he surprised me with a massage and took me somewhere, didn't tell me where I was going. So I know you had a long day at work. Make sure you get off on time. Make sure you're clean. Make sure you take your nice hot shower. So we're going to go somewhere because I know you need to release some stress. Put on an outfit. You know, you don't got to wear nothing too fancy. Just come on, let's go. I was like, oh, okay, you know, whatever you say. We get there. It's a full body massage waiting for me. The masseuse and everything is there. Candles everywhere. And it was nice. That was surprising.
Wow.
I'm gonna come.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is spontaneity.
Wow.
But
it shouldn't just be the guy's job to do it. Like, it should be the woman. Like, sometimes I'm like, hey, I know you're working. What am I going to do? I'm going to cook. I don't cook all the time because I be busy. But I'm like, you're not married, so I'm not going to give you the housewife type vibe. So I would cook every once in a while to give you a taste of it. And look, I made dinner for you. Oh, you're at work. You had a long day. When you get off, go home, take a shower. Come over, we're going to go out for drinks, and I'm going to take you on a date. I'm going to go pick you up, and I take him out somewhere.
You know, wow.
I pay for it, and I don't even leave the tip. I got the tip. There's nothing wrong with spoiling your man either. So, I mean, the same way you ladies would like to be treated, I feel like you should do the same thing. Hey, and if y'all got it like that, what he did for me one time, I was like, oh, Mac, I paid my car note. Spontaneity, I already sent you the $275, and you say already in your bank account. Go ahead and pay for that car note. It's like little stuff like that. It could cause spontaneity, and I could bring you closer. You could laugh about it. You could joke about it. You know, have to
think
about it over drink. Go do things. It's not always an action. Maybe it's just, you know, something you just do. Like, I mean, maybe it's not always action. Maybe it's something you say, you know? Like, let the person know how you feel. all the time, or not even all the time, but just let them know how you feel. Let them know you appreciate them. If you don't say it all the time, it's always nice to hear that, and that might cause a spark. You never know.
I love it. I mean, I really do. I think that this is very important. We're going to go to the story now, Ms. J. We're going to ask you to stand by, and we're going to, you're listening to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. I'm on with my brand new co-host, who happens to have a lot of energy and a lot of great ideas. This is Miss J, so I'm introducing her to some of you all that have not gotten to interact with her over the online. This is Miss J. She's bringing a lot of information and excitement to the radio show, and I'm so glad to have her. We're going to go right to the story now, and we're going to ask you all to please tune in. Our characters in tonight's story are Jackie and Kenneth. Kenneth and Jackie, they've actually been married just over 3 years, after dating for only 11 months. Now, during the dating stages, things seem to go quite well. Unfortunately, in their marriage, things have taken a turn for the worse. Things have actually taken a turn for the worse. The couple has become complacent and absolutely bored. They are both in their mid-30s. They have no children. Things are at the point where they are doing their own separate things. In fact, they are now hanging out with friends and seeing very little of each other. Recently, Jackie and Kenneth had a huge argument that really had them thinking about throwing in the towel on their 3-year marriage. It seems so easy to do when couples are living their lives separately. You wonder what happened to this couple who were once so very much in love. They started growing apart when they stopped dating each other. Now, fortunately for them, a mutual couple, a couple that happens to be a friend of theirs, stopped by unannounced at their home to talk with them about their observations, the things that they saw that were taking place in their marriage. Their friends spoke honestly with them about how it appeared to them that they were headed down the wrong road that could only lead to disaster in their marriage. Now, they shared with them that the marriage was too comfortable and perhaps it was being taken for granted. Now, here's some of the things that their friends offered, and I thought that these were absolutely brilliant. And, of course, all of our stories are inspired by true events and activities. The names, of course, are always changed to protect the innocent. Their friends offered several suggestions that included the following. Number one, look in their photo album for happy times together, starting with looking in their wedding album. Right there alone is a beautiful thing. Number two, listening to romantic music, you know, whether it's old school, new school, whatever it is. Number three, dance together often. Number four, schedule time daily to establish or restore personable communication. Number five, schedule routine date nights. Number six, schedule events and activities. Number seven, do something special that she wants within the course of that week. Number eight, do something special that he wants within the course of that week. Number nine, share romantic moments. Number 10, play games together. Number 11, rediscover each other's likes and the dislikes, with focus being on that person's likes. Number 12, put each other first. Of course, you know, we don't mean putting someone before God, but put each other humanly first. Number 14, compliment each other on a daily basis. Find something that you like about that person. Number 13 was that. Number 14 now is don't wait for the other one to take the initiative. If you think about it, you do it. You take the initiative. Number 15, call or text each other. And Miss J, I know I heard you say that one. Call each other or text each other each day daily with a romantic thought. Just let them know you're thinking about them. Now, Kenneth and Jackie immediately started doing this. They started doing what the friend suggested. And like magic, almost overnight, their romance was rekindled in the marriage. Now they're like teenagers in love for the very first time. And, Ms. J, I got to start this question off with you tonight. I mean, could this be a temporary fix? I mean, Ms. J, this sounds like a lot of stuff. But could it be just a temporary fix?
I had an issue in one thing.
And what was that?
First of all, if you're my friend, I don't like people coming to my house unannounced.
Okay. All right, I get that.
Yeah, so, like, I think the friend should have, before you just throw an intervention, because you never know how your friend is going to take that, because their marriage and stuff like that can be very touchy, even for the best of friends. So
right.
I feel like that was kind of an ambush. However, the ideas were good. And I feel like it could be a temporary fix only if they do it and then don't continue to do it. Like, I'm not saying, of course they're going to text each other all the time in the first couple, maybe even the first couple months. Of course they're going to be in love for the first couple months and thinking it's cute and giddy. But then what happens when they start to fall out of it? Because that happened before their marriage. But they were dating for 11 months. Now, if you think there's a person for you in 11 months, that's all good and well, but you also have to think, how long are they going to put up this facade? 11 months, do you really know somebody when they're mad, upset, happy, pissed off, you know, sad, going through stuff in the highest moments, the lowest moments? So I feel like it takes time to get to know somebody, so that probably played a part in that too.
Okay.
So that probably kind of hinders it, but yeah. Will it work for a little bit? Yes, but they have to continue working. And once those strategies get old, what next? You know, it's going to be another ambush? Like, what's going to happen next? Like, let me know.
Okay, I like that. I mean, if you start adding some more stuff, like you're suggesting here, then you know what? There's just so much to do. I mean, you can take some trips. If you've never been to Las Vegas, go to Las Vegas. I mean, just take a bus ride, take a train ride, take a plane ride, take a car ride.
No, if you want to have a romantic trip, you got to go to Costa Rica. You got to go to an island. Like, you can't go to no Las. What are you gonna do in Las Vegas? You're gonna play. You're gonna do the casino. You're gonna be so busy looking at other stuff, going to the shows. You're not gonna have time to focus a relationship. I feel like you need to take a tranquil like vacation. Go to Punta Cana. Go to Puerto Rico, go to Costa Rica, go do relationship bonding things, like go zip lining together, go on a boat, go on a yacht party, like do stuff like that. I feel like the Las Vegas trips and showy trips are from when you were actually good, because if you do that, what are you really focusing on? Oh, it's a show at 8. Oh, let's go to the Venetian, let's go here, let's go there. Like, you know, but when you're on the beach, it's, let's sit on the beach. Oh, you're forced to talk, you know? Oh, let's look at the sunset. How romantic. You want to give me a massage by the ocean? What? Like, that kind of stuff would bring you together.
Okay. All right. Sounds interesting. You're listening live to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. My co-host, my new Miss J, and she's filled with energy and some great ideas. And we welcome any callers for your thoughts on how to create spontaneity in a relationship that got too comfortable. And in our tonight's story, we talked about Kenneth and, we talked about our character with Kenneth and Jackie, a couple that's been married just over 3 years, and they dated only 11 months. And a friend showed by unannounced, another married couple that friends of both of theirs, and they just kind of went in as friends to tell them, say, hey, look, I see your marriage going in a whole different direction. We're here to offer some suggestions. Now, my co-host here, Ms. J, is saying that she has a problem with that, with the friends just showing up. I want to look at the good in what the friends did, and I support what J is saying, because I don't just like anybody showing up unannounced either. And then you got to be careful, because it's a marriage, and you wonder, and this is the next question I'm going to pose out here, should this couple have just stayed in their lane, mind their own business? You know, but I see it as they cared about them. We want to hear from what some of my listeners are thinking. You can press 1 on your dial that will let you in and give us a thought. I mean, could they have just been, this couple, stay in your lane, mind your own business? But it so happens that it turned out that it ended up good for them. Let's go to the lines. Ms. J, we're going to actually stand by. Let's go to Alabama. Looks like 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show.
This is Jack. Good evening.
Jack, welcome back, Jack. Thank you for joining us. Jack, what do you think? Should this couple have stayed in their lane, mind their own business?
No, I think true friends do things like that. If you have that type of relationship with your friends and they share some things with you, you can take it to heart. You shouldn't take it as they're being nosy or they're meddling in your business at all. They care that much about you. In order for somebody to do that, then they have to care for you. They have to care about you at all. Someone was telling me the other day now that a guy walked up to another guy to tell him that, man, I heard you were a wife beater and that you were fooling around on your wife. Now, I'm having a problem believing that somebody would actually do that. I just have a problem believing that another man will go up to another man and sing that. Now, I wanted to hear your thoughts on that, but back to what you were saying, you know, I think this couple that told them that they felt like they were going down the wrong lane, heading in the wrong direction, put some spice in, back into the marriage and do some of those things, those 15, 18 things that you said and all, and they were on point with those things because obviously they tried them, and when they tried them, it worked for them. It rekindled the marriage. Some things that they had let go, some things that they didn't do once they got into the relationship, some of the things that they were doing, it kind of like that sparked back into their marriage, and then they were able to go from that point on. I thought that was good. I thought it was really good.
All right, Jack, we're going to ask you to stand by just momentarily. Thank you for your comments. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We're going to go 786-372. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
Tanya Berg, Dr. Walker, how are you?
Well, Ms. Berg, thank you very much for joining us, Ms. Tanya Berg. Ms. Tanya, let me ask you, I mean, here we got a lot of stuff going on. We really do. When we're talking about how to create spontaneity in a relationship that got too comfortable, I mean, here you got a couple that shows up at somebody else's house unannounced. They're friends, but they offer these suggestions, and like Jack was saying, it turned out pretty well for them. He likes these things that they offer, and it started working. What do you think about something like that? Would you want somebody showing up and telling you about how they see your marriage when their marriage is probably not perfect itself?
I'm like Ms. J. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know what? I'm sure that their intentions were honorable, and they really probably were trying to help. But I like what Ms. J said earlier. You cannot take it upon yourself, first of all, to show up to somebody's house unannounced. You don't know what they have planned that day. You don't know what's going on. And it's about respect. If you want to do that, I think if everybody are friends together, then maybe the woman should have maybe called and maybe set up some type of lunch or brunch or whatever and talked to her friend girl. And maybe the guy could have talked to the man, you know, on his level, and then they could have, you know what I'm saying? There was just a different way, a totally different way that could have been handled. Because people don't want you in their business like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whether they need spontaneity or creating other things to do, they might have some great, may have had some great ideas. I'm not downplaying that. But I think to come over like that and say, well, hey, look, I know this A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's not your place to say that.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, we're going to ask you to stand by just for a second. Let me go back to my co-host just for a second. Ms. J, let me ask you this question. This seemed to turn out okay, but what do you think? What would have been better? Should the couple have tried to go to counseling? And we're in some counseling sessions, and I've been on that side of counseling where I do these sessions, and basically you're just asking a couple a whole lot of questions, you know, hoping that they come up with the answer. But this couple actually gave them some stuff to think about and to try immediately. What do you think, Ms. J? Should they have just gone for counseling?
In this day and age, I like what Ms. Burke said because, yes, they probably have some really good intentions, but it's a whole other way to handle that. Don't show up at my house telling me what to do. Don't do that. You can voice your opinions. So you can let me know how you feel, woman to woman, and him man to man. And we could talk about it, and thank you for your advice, but don't attack me in my own home. Some people might not take that too well. But when it comes to the counseling is expensive, and everybody don't have money to pay for counseling sessions. If they don't want their friends in their business, but they really want another stranger in their business, and in this day and age, people can look things up on Google, on Wikipedia, everything. They can look up all kinds of strategies. So if you really want to save your marriage, you don't have to go and rely on the counselor if you can't afford it. Because sometimes, yeah, they do just ask you a lot of questions, and you ended up find out your own strategies by yourself when all you needed was some guiding questions to let you know what you needed to do in life with your
own.
Like,
no, go ahead. Finish your thought.
So all they really have to do is, yes, take the advice and continue to make it work. But once those strategies, because they are very basic and common sense, because that's what people that date do. So once those strategies wear off, they should look up stuff and read further into their marriage, see if they really want it, what they want to do, and how they're going to continue to be with each other, and continue looking up strategies and using that. Because that will, one, save them money, two, save them issues because they might not want other people in the business, and three, keep their friends out of their business because if their marriage is flourishing, their friends have nothing to complain about.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ms. J, please bye. You're listening live to The Walk Show. Tonight we're talking about how to create spontaneity in a relationship. Let's go to phone lines once again. We're going to try to get through. The show is, I mean, it's just going by fast. We got about 30 minutes before we close out. Let's go to 786-501. You're live on the Dr. Jess Walk Show.
Good evening, Dr. Walker.
Good evening. Who do we have with us this evening?
We have Monique.
Monique, thank you for joining us, Monique. Monique, can you make any sense out of any of this? I mean, is it really true that people can bring spontaneity in a relationship that's gotten too comfortable?
It depends on a lot of different dynamics. Your co-host is energetic, and she, I don't know how young she is, but she seems very hopeful and bright-eyed, and I do like her energy. However, if everyone were as rational and smart as she seems to be in fixing their relationships, I don't think we would have very many problems, but I don't think people are typically that way, and I do see number one, the benefit in counseling, because a lot of times when you get to a place where you need a counselor, you're not sitting down rationally to come up with ideas. You're angry, you're holding on to stuff, and it's the benefit of having a professional there who is a neutral person in the relationship who can, you know, implement or help you to seek answers, not give you answers, but help you to seek answers. And being new, so that's the key. And as far as the people, the friends showing up to their house, their friend's house unannounced, I think that very much depends on the couple. It depends on the type of relationship that they have. Everyone is not the same. Some people are very particular about their home. They don't like people showing up. It depends on how close they are. And other people, I know people who are very open and their house is always open. They always have friends and people over. So that is very, I think that's very an individualized type of situation. And it just depends on the type of friendship they have and the openness they have in their communication. I don't think there's a set answer to say it's right or wrong.
Okay. So, Monique, in this case, it seemed the suggestions worked. So would that make a difference with the friends just showing up? And I know you said it depends earlier, but this worked almost like magic overnight for them.
If they were very close and they really loved their friends and they felt like, you know, it was a shame to see, you know, this couple struggling and they did it with good intentions and a loving heart, I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, it just depends. Yeah, with everything going on, there's people on Facebook putting their business out. There's friends that talk behind each other's backs and this, that, and the other. But in this case, if it seemed to work out and no one seemed to be offended, and then no harm, no foul.
Okay. All right. Monique, we're going to ask you to stand by. I think that was some very good information that was shared. Let's go to Atlanta, 770-866. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Welcome to the show this evening. 770-866. Okay, perhaps we didn't
get
them.
Good afternoon.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, I had the mute button. I apologize. Yes, this is Audrey B. Life Coach. How are you?
Fine, Audrey B. Thank you for joining us this evening. Can you help us make some sense out of all of this? I mean, you know, we're talking about continuity.
Well, I must admit I have missed part of the story. I'm just tuning in for part of it. But there are two comments I have. One, just for my way of doing things, I don't take well to people dropping by unannounced either. You know, we can be running through the house naked, so just don't drop by like that. That's just not cool. You know, give us a text or a call or a heads up. But secondly, I think that spontaneity can be restored to any relationship. I do agree with the lady who talked about counseling, and sometimes there are deeper issues going on. But one of the things, as your co-host said, everybody can't afford a counselor. So that's where a professional life coach could come in handy. One thing, Dr. Walker, you're a life coach, and I am also a certified professional life coach with a background in psychology as well. And so we know where to draw the line and say, you know, these issues are deeper than us. But a life coach can help you set some goals and some strategies to try, and then hold you accountable from week to week or biweekly on, did you try this? How did that go for you? Let's talk about that. You know, so I think it's never too late, but it does have to be both individuals willing to make the difference. One person can't strike that spontaneity up by themselves.
Okay, I think that is excellent, Audrey B. And you're also a life coach, and one of the things that we do, Ms. Audrey B., is former co-host of mine. And let me tell you, we always allow people in their own businesses to advertise on the show. That's my part of giving back. So, Ms. Audrey B., why don't you tell them how to contact you, you know, as a life coach? And you're also into some other areas, and she's the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement. Is that right?
Yes, that is one of my books that's out. You can contact me simply by visiting our company website. The company is called Fostering Leadership in You, FLY. And based on the text of Isaiah 40:31, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up their wings with eagles, like eagles. And also, I do offer, there are just a few slots available for a complimentary session by phone. We are an Ohio-based company, but our focus, our market is the total United States with special emphasis in Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, where I currently am at this time, and Columbia, South Carolina, and surrounding areas. We also, I just want to say, Dr. Walker, very briefly, I'll come back and say more at another time, we are planning a huge conference this summer in Atlanta, Georgia, called Triple E, Enrichment, Empowerment, and Entrepreneurship, Exceeding Your Vision. So our goal, and Dr. Walker is one of my colleagues that I refer to, so if I can't help you, I know people who can. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Thank you. We're going to take another phone call. Let's go to Ms. J. We haven't forgotten about you, and others, we haven't forgotten about you all as well. Let's go here to 786-985. Who do we have with us this evening, and welcome?
Yes, this is Ms. X.
Ms. X.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Ms. X, I mean, is there such a thing really as creating spontaneity in a relationship that's gotten too comfortable, or really it depends? Like many of our callers are saying tonight, it really depends. And depends on what?
Well, I think that every marriage has at some point the honeymoon period where everything seems to go quite well and life is good and it appears as if though you're going to have that happily ever after moment. But then somewhere down the line, things begin to go sour for whatever reason. But my what I wanted to speak on is this couple that showed up unannounced to Jackie and I forgot the guy's name, to their home. But I'm thinking if they know that much about the couple's relationship, then they must have a good friendship where they spend lots of time together. And I'm sure somewhere in there, even though I didn't hear it indicated, they must have had some sort of an open door policy, or they had a feeling like they could show up at any moment without being questioned. And in order for them to, and it's probably a good thing that they paid, if they're really good friends to them, it was probably a wonderful thing that they noticed some of the little pitfalls and in the intent to try to bring about a renewal in this relationship, because they're probably two people that they've been having a wonderful time with. And then if they split, you know, they may be forced to have to either just not deal with them anymore, or, you know, choose between one or the other to remain in friendship with. So I think it was good that, because sometimes you, although you may know that your relationship is not going well, but someone from the outside looking in may be able to kind of pinpoint some things, not everything, because they don't know everything and you're not going to show them everything. But I think the intention was there. I think the showing up unannounced was kind of like irrelevant to the importance or the significance of trying to find a way to rekindle that relationship.
Okay. Well, Ms. X, we appreciate your comment. And, you know, it shows that, you know, all of us are expressing our views and opinions, even though it may be varied. But, you know, some people can, and I've heard even Monique mention that it depends. And I hear you saying that also, so to speak. But let me bring my co-host back in here just for a second. Ms. J, there are several things that were mentioned. I want to focus on some of those. I want to really key in on some of those things, and we're going to bring Tanya Burke back in, Audrey B. We're going to bring Monique back in just a moment, and then we'll start looking at some of these comments. I mean, here, one of the things they talk about, Ms. J, for spontaneity, go look at your wedding album. Go look at your wedding album. And if you sit there together, I mean, that sounds like something that can really bring back the memories that just sends a spark. What do you think about that?
I mean, weddings are beautiful, but weddings are also stressful. So you can look through the wedding album and think about, you know, that beautiful moment, a beautiful time. But I don't know if anybody ever watched the show Bridezillas. I don't know if everybody ever watched the show about somebody putting on a wedding, or my four weddings, or, you know, say yes to the dress, all that stuff. If you look, as beautiful as the pictures might be, that might spark up a memory of being pissed off because something didn't go right. You can be like, oh, that's a beautiful picture, but this didn't go right, that didn't go right. What if you got mad at the person, you know? Not everybody walks down the aisle happy. They walk down it, everything works out. So that, yes, is a feeling of nostalgia. And I think, to some degree, that's awesome. But, you know, I feel like it's other things you can look at. Maybe reminisce on pictures you took while dating. Because I feel like that's the most innocent. It's not forced. You're not forced to smile. It was something that they were doing. If you look back and say, oh, I remember sitting on his lap at the movie or going to the park, you just take your random pictures because you're in the moment, you know?
Right.
So if you suggest somebody to do that, yeah, you might have good intentions, but if they look at it and get upset because that day wasn't smooth or perfect, and they connect that picture with something else going on in the album for a reason, because it was all over the house, you know, they wouldn't have to go back and find it in the album somewhere. You would have that picture in the house.
We're going to pause just a moment. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Work Show, 347-857-1769. Let me bring Monique in just for a second. Ms. J, we'll give you a chance to rebut something here. I'm thinking because now, if somebody is not that happy walking down the aisle, I just can't see somebody saying, I do. Even if you're frustrated to that point, and I know people just probably just go through it, but I would think that looking at a wedding album would be a rejoicing time that rekindles something. And I would hope, even if it is a bridezilla or a groomzilla, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, hold up. I see something right now. This is a big red flag. Miss, let me bring Monique in. Monique, what do you think? Do you know many people that have walked down the aisles that may have experienced the bridezilla, the groomzilla, and they still went through with the process?
I can't necessarily say for sure. People get married for a lot of different reasons. People get married with doubts. People get married for security. People get married for women get married because biological clocks are ticking. I mean, there's a whole bunch of reasons. So I think a lot of women are more in love with the thought of walking down the aisle and the aesthetics of weddings And it's not always necessarily, I kind of agree with her, it's not always necessarily the happiest moment. So, yeah, she's right. You know, prior to getting married and when you were free and when you were courting and when you saw the best in each other, yeah, those are probably the pictures you do want to look at. I do kind of agree to that because I'm not, and I'm not saying everybody's marriage is miserable. That's not what I'm saying. But, yeah, before when you, the thing that made you want to marry that other person, I mean, that's special too. Why does it have to be the wedding album?
Wow, okay. All right. That's good. We're going to
ask you. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Ms. X. Go ahead, Ms. X.
Yeah, so what I would like to say is I probably would fit into that category of not having such a good dating period because there were so many insecurities and things that I was confronted with in my potential potential spouse. But I decided to go along with the wedding because I thought that by marrying him that would kind of, you know, it would take away some of the insecurities and he would know that, you know, yes, I love you, I'm here for you, and wouldn't be so jealous and things like that. And then there was the night of the reception, and it was just awful. I mean, the reception, everybody else had a good time. I don't think it was that wonderful for myself because of the arguing that went on prior to it. However, and it made me not want to go back and look at the pictures, which I keep the book closed, and I don't look at them to this day. And this was back in the 90s, I guess, sometime back then. And also, I don't want to look at the dating pictures. I never wanted to go back and look at those either. So, I mean, six in one hand, half dozen in the other. But I do think that if a marriage, if you know, I would have loved for mine to have lasted forever, and it did not. But I think that some marriages are worth working on. Not all, but some are. I think some are allowed to go too far, and then there is no coming back. But for those where there is the opportunity or the chance, yes, I think you should give it a go. And I think you should try to find other things that may add some excitement or role play or going to, you know, taking little trips even to exotic places if you can afford to, the counseling if you can afford to, because I heard someone say, and not everybody can afford a lot of things, but you just have to find some things that you can do, a date night in your own, somewhere within your own community to some places that you haven't been, you know, within your budget. So I think that sometimes, yes, it is worth working on. I think the effort should be very important.
We're going to actually stand by. Let's bring Tanya Burke back in. I mean, I'm hearing some things now. I mean, this is totally shocking to me that someone would not want to look, and Ms. X, with all due respect, and I think Ms. J touched on something that was very important. I mean, if you actually keeping your wedding book sealed and your dating book even sealed, I mean, that sounds rather serious. Tanya Burke, help us out here. I mean, I didn't know marriage could be that devastating if you're, let's just say, if people are still want to reflect back, and they actually walk down the aisle. So this bridezilla and groomzilla thing is rather realistic. And let's go to, that was for Ms. Tanya Burke. Let's go to Audrey B. and bring her in.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, groomzilla. I have never heard this. I mean, I'm always learning stuff on this show. And to hear.
Can
you hear me?
Yes. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I'm actually outside.
All right, people actually walk down the aisle and they're upset with each other. So is this just really a formality?
I hope not. I hope not. But Dr. Walker, I've got to say something that I just feel compelled to say, and I'll keep it brief. You know, it's November. I got married, Confessions of a Life Coach. I got married November 28th, 1987. So I'm very nostalgic this month. And I'm not one of those people that I look at my wedding pictures and I love it. And I'm going to tell you, there was a time when I didn't appreciate it as much as I do now. And I hope everybody listening is hearing this. But see, my spouse died in 2006 after we were divorced. And I mourn his death. It was a second death. Here's what I'm saying. You know, I sit down and say, really? We couldn't have worked out those little differences? Really? You know, because I still love him. I have two beautiful sons. So when I look at my wedding pictures, November 28, 1987, I remember it as a wonderful time. We were high school sweethearts. Yes, we must have had some difficult times to get to the point of divorce and infidelity. But at the same time, I think sometimes people need to look at that and remember, if it's not the wedding picture, it's the moment that you first fell in love with that person. Because somehow you've allowed life and circumstances to lose that.
Wow. I mean, that sounds so precious that you're telling me, if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying that you want the audience to listen to what you're saying, to listen to what you're saying, because they don't realize how precious some things are until they no longer have it. Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm telling you, exactly. The week after, I buried him because I kept a policy on him all those years. We got divorced in 95. He died in 2006. And we had come to a point where we got along better. Wasn't trying to get back together, but we got along. And the point of the matter is, that week after that funeral, I listened to the Commodore song, Still, I Do Love You Still, and it's at that point in your life, all that other stuff seems so trivial.
Oh, that is deep. Thank you for sharing that. I'm just taken aback by listening to this here. Let me go to phone lines once again. I mean, we're running out of time. Ms. J, we may need to do a part two. The producers will let me know within the next 7 minutes. Let's go to North Carolina. We're going to go to... looks like 919-272, North Carolina.
Yes, how are you, everyone?
Doing fine.
Hello.
What do we have on the...
Yes, this is Christy. I just heard Dr. Blake say, you know, make a statement that she was married from 1986 and he died in 1995 or 90-something, you said, Dr. Blake?
He died in 2006.
Oh, 2006, but you all got a divorce in 19-something.
Right,
1995 or something like that. And, you know,
yes.
I have to say that the marriage that I'm in now is my second marriage. You know, my first marriage lasted for quite a while, but we got a divorce some years later. And sometimes it's just a known fact to me now that even if you can't make it in some marriages, you could be the best of friends after you're no longer married. And you know why that is, and like you say, sometimes people are willing to give up on the small little things in a marriage, and a lot of people, to me, don't take the marriage vows as serious as for worse, okay? Now, you know, certain circumstances that, you know, you shouldn't put up with anything or whatever, which we know what the Bible says, but, you know, if it's the small little things that is hindering you from, you know, being happy together, then maybe, you know, all of us need to examine our own lives and see what are we doing or what are we not putting into the marriage, what we should be putting into the marriage. Because a lot of, like the old saying, sometimes people don't miss something until they no longer have it.
Right.
Okay, and that's...
Dr. Walker,
is...
we need to do a show on that.
I think we will. We will. Let me bring Monique back in, then we're going to go to my co-host again. Let me, Monique, do you think that that's, I mean, here it is, spontaneity. Let me jump to another one of these thoughts here on what they did. I mean, we covered, and we're going to have to do it. They're letting me know that we're considering a part two on this. How about listening to romantic music? I heard Audrey B. talk about the romantic music. Monique, how important is that to bring spontaneity? What if the other party can't dance that well?
It's just, there's so many dynamics to talk about this topic, and the reason why I say that, I was married, and I got divorced, and I am back with my ex. We've been back together for several years, and we've been through so many different phases in the relationship, and the honeymoon phase, the routine phase, the boring phase, the I can't stand you phase, the I'm in love with you again phase. So there's so many different things that you go through, and it just depends on the relationship. So there's hurt, people hold on to stuff. One party wants to try, and the other one's not ready yet. The other one gets tired and worn down. Then the other one's turn, they want to try. You know, that's why sometimes getting the counseling can help, because for people to be on the same page at the same time, there's a lot of different things that can be important to any relationship. But if one person is trying and the other person is ready to walk away, then all of that just goes out the window. So, yeah, romantic, listening to music, remembering why you fell in love, complimenting each other, going out, you know, doing different things, not getting into a rut, not going to the same restaurants all the time, visiting the same places. And just listen, go to MiamiOnTheCheap.com. It's not even about money. There's so many different things, festivals and concerts and free things in the park and, you know, that you can do. But both parties have to be right there together on the line, ready to commit and try these things. That's the most important thing.
Okay, so it's different than that. Monique, thank you for that. Let me bring my co-host, Miss J. Let me bring you back in just for a second. And I heard Monique mention MiamiOnTheCheap.com. I mean, there's a lot of free things to do, and I would imagine these are in all the states, places to do. How important is that to bring spontaneity? What if, Michelle, and I'm asking, what if your significant other doesn't want to do these things with you? Then what? Miss J? Okay, looks like we may have, okay, let me see if she's back. Miss J, are you back with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. What if your significant other does not want to do these things? I heard Monique mention MiamiOnTheCheap.com. I mean, it's finding places that are, chances are, some of these places are, you don't even have to pay for doing some of these things. Why is that so important for continuity?
I'll say more Groupon.com. That's also a lot of cheap stuff. But it's important for spontaneity. Well, that is important for spontaneity because not everything comes out to money. Because that's somebody's favorite excuse sometimes to not do something is, oh, it costs money, or, oh, we don't have enough money for this. But if you just get back to the simple things in life and just go running at the park, go to a beach, go sit on the dock somewhere, go fishing, go do something that forces you to talk, go eat a cheap breakfast, go to Diddy's, get the dollar pancakes, you know? It's little things that can do to kind of foster communication and foster those conversations that help you create the spontaneity. It's not so much as what you do, but how you do it.
All right. I like that. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got to take some of these comments that have come in, and perhaps we'll just give each one of you all, at least several of you all, one of these comments, and we'll start with Christy. We'll give you this first comment to respond to, and if any of you all want to respond to one of the comments, feel free to do it. But we're going to ask that you confine your comments to about 15 seconds or less because we're clearly running out of time. They have informed me that we will do a part two. Ms. J, we're available for part two next week?
Yes.
Okay, great. First comment, Christy, for you, female writing, she says, I think too many people take marriage for granted, like thinking you're going to always be there no matter what, even when you're not happy. People seem to think that you're going to always be there. Christy, how true do you think that is, that people think that you're just going to be there and they take it for granted?
Very much true. That's my opinion because, you know, after you've gone over so many things with that, you know, spouse or whatever, and they keep doing whatever they might be doing over and over again and you're still there, then they just, to me, they're just taking you for granted, thinking, oh, well, it doesn't matter what I do. That person still is not going anywhere. So I truly believe, yes, very much, that is definitely true.
Okay, Ms. X, next comment for you. Female writes in, she says, I think people fail to review their marriage vows, like someone said earlier on the show, to remind them that marriage is about a commitment to each other made before God. Ms. X, how true is that?
I do think we take that vow because of the commitment. and because it is before God, but, you know, circumstances sometimes just don't permit those vows to be carried out and carried through. You know, you can only tolerate so much.
All right, that's the human element. All right, we're going to thank you for that. Ms. Audra B., we're going to give you this next comment, and let's see what we have here. This male writes in. He says, when it comes to how to create spontaneity in a relationship that got too comfortable, he says, because we as humans have so many choices, we feel we don't have to put up with anything. We no longer have patience for our marriage faults, even when we bring the faults. Does that make sense? Ms. Audra B., that's for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I had someone talking to me. Could you repeat that real quickly, please?
All right, this male writes in. He says, you know, and we're keeping our comments 15 seconds or less. He says,
yes.
When it comes to how to create spontaneity in a relationship that got too comfortable, because we as humans have so many choices, we feel we don't have to put up with anything. We no longer have patience for our marriage faults, even when we're the ones bringing the faults.
That's probably true. I live in Atlanta, Georgia, y'all, and I think it takes something special to maintain marriages here because there are so many choices and, unfortunately, so many people who are willing to substitute. So, yeah,
okay.
I think people need to be more serious about their commitment.
Okay, I've certainly heard that about Atlanta and the D.C. area and the Chicago area as well also. So, so sometimes people end up moving. Some couples that stay married, perhaps they end up moving. Let's go to Monique. Let's give you, Monique, let's bring you this comment. This male writes in. He says, I believe people spend too much time focusing on the negatives in their marriage instead of thinking about the positives that brought you together in the first place. Monique, why is that so important to think about the positives? Aren't the negatives a part of life?
Yeah, the negatives are part. I think that's the nature of people. I think if your husband says, I love you every day, and then he forgets your birthday, you're going to harp on the fact that he forgets your birthday or your anniversary and not concentrate on the fact that he says, I love you, and he's really nice to you on a daily basis. So, yeah, I do think that, you know, it's not always easy because when people get hurt and people are upset, those are the things that they harp on. I think that's just human nature. But, yeah, we do need to focus a little bit more on thinking about the positive things and what brought us together, you know, as a couple.
And our final comment we're going to give to the co-host this evening. Ms. J, we're going to bring it back to you. The final comment that we'll be able to take tonight. This female writes in, she says, I love the suggestions that the couple made to the other couple. In fact, I think I will start doing some of these things in my marriage and not wait for my husband to initiate them. She says, thank you. Here's somebody that it worked. It seemed to work for her. This lady's not going to wait. And, Ms. J, you said earlier, the woman shouldn't always wait for the man. You know, you picked your boyfriend up, you took him out, and you're willing to pay for him. You actually picked him up, you know, took him to a place, and you paid for the meal, and you even took care of the tip. So she's doing these things. Why is that so important to initiate it and not wait for the other person?
If you wait for somebody to do something for you without – this goes back to the other show that we did. You need to let people know your goals and what you want. So if you're not voicing your opinion, you know, then the person will never know what you want. If you wait for somebody else to pick up the slack or do something, it's like, why are you waiting? Why are you waiting for them to do it? You could just initiate it. Maybe your initiation and you doing something and stepping up to the plate will spark their fire to make them want to outdo you, because I feel like in a relationship, you should be always trying to outdo each other. So if you're trying to, oh, I'm going to pay for dinner, well, I'm going to pay for breakfast. I'm going to take you out on a better date. You're going to go somewhere special, you know? So it should be a fun competition. Not saying do it all the time, but it should be, that's one way to keep it. So it needs to go both ways. And if he's not initiating it or not thinking to do it, because sometimes men don't think. They just, everything's fine. Oh, she's okay with this. No, if you kind of throw it out there and just do something and give them a model, show them exactly what you want by giving it to them, they'll, you know, kind of come back tenfold and do it for you.
All right. I like that. On that note, Look, we're clearly out of time. We're going to go with part two of this, how to create spontaneity in a relationship. We're going to do part two next week. I want to thank all of my callers for tuning in and chiming in with us this evening. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to tonight, we do apologize for that. We're asked that you call in early enough and press 1. Those of you all also that we weren't able to get back to, we were kind of flowing and we were experiencing some technical difficulties, which we apologize for that. I want to go ahead and thank my co-host, Ms. J, for being with us tonight, bringing us a lot of energy, and we certainly appreciate that. And I like all the comments that have come in tonight, and, of course, on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We have varying points of view, but we appreciate everybody's suggestions that they make. Now, we're going to do part two of this next week, so join us. And just some housekeeping here. We got some upcoming shows as well. When you reach adult age of responsibility, do you owe your parents anything? Should you live with someone before you get married to them? Do you have to be married to be committed? Is social media destroying relationships? Are the people at your church really your brothers or sisters, or even your friends or family? If your significant other cheats, what should you do? How to handle lack of communication in your relationship? So we've got a number of relationship shows, topics that are coming up, and we certainly hope that you'll join us. Now, join us tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational programming. Of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow's show, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. That's the wrap.